number 55 from March 2006, Welcoming Committee. By way of follow-up to last month's thoughts on evangelism, I offer you these additional considerations. At an informal meeting on evangelism recently, we gave serious consideration to changing the name from Evangelism Committee to something like Welcoming Committee in order to stay away from the vision of doorbell-ringing soul patrols. Nobody really wants to be evangelized, do they? It sounds like something unpleasant is going to be done to you. Evangelized sounds like it falls in the same category with being sterilized, euthanized, or circumcised. It seems to me that there are many clues from our Epiphany scripture lessons on how to deal with evangelism. Epiphany season begins with Jesus' baptism and ends with his transfiguration. On both of these occasions, we hear the voice of God saying that Jesus is his beloved Son in whom he is well pleased. The ending advice is, listen to him. The book of Romans tells us that faith comes by hearing, so we need to listen. If prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God, doesn't it seem like we do a lot more talking than listening, a lot more praying than meditating? We may need to take a lesson from our Quaker brothers and sisters about leaving silence in the service for listening to God. Usually in a Lutheran service, silence in the liturgy is interpreted as somebody forgot something. In a similar way, we need to stress the importance of listening in our evangelism efforts. Too often, evangelism is seen as talking. Effective evangelism really begins with listening. As one witnessing course puts it, you don't throw a drowning person a sandwich, no matter how good the sandwich may be. A rope or a life jacket is more appropriate if we are listening to what they need. To know what aspect of God's word would be good news to someone, we first have to listen and hear what it is they need. Nothing is good news unless it is good news to that person at that time. When people come to the food pantry, good news is getting some food. Later on, maybe they'll wonder what it is that motivates people to donate this food, and then we have a chance to share the hope that is in us, but not before they get the food. When we listen and hear loneliness, then we know what the good news is for that person, namely companionship. When someone has trouble with children or grandchildren, we know what the good news would be, parent training. When someone is addicted to something, we know that hope for recovery would be good news in this case. Evangelism is really about listening closely to people and then meeting their needs. That is how the church is a fellowship of attraction, not promotion.